The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
8 counties today were issued a status yellow rain warning and drivers were urged to take care as spot flooding and poor visibility were expected. But are these warnings enough or do we need to revamp the whole system? Well, joining me now to discuss this is Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather and Danny Collins, Independent Ireland Councillor. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'm actually going to start with you, Alan, because there was a weather warning for Carlow today. What did you experience down there? What kind of a day was it?
Yes, Ciara, hello. It was a very wet morning and early afternoon. We had some very heavy spells of rain. Now, thankfully, the rain did clear a little bit earlier than forecast and those warnings have been lifted. But it was a very mixed day in terms of rainfall amounts, generally ranging from 20 to 40 millimetres of rain. But thankfully, here in Carlow, we escaped the worst of it. But I know from the reports further south, that was not the case.
And that wasn't the case, was it, Danny? What was your experience?
The same as Dara there, a lot of rain since 1 o'clock last night till about 12 o'clock today. It eased off. A lot of flooding, roads flooded. You know, businesses, thank God, in Bantry and escaped this time. We had council workers who were on the ground all night and they had the pumps going, ready to go. But the town did escape this time. But last Tuesday, we weren't so lucky where we had 17 businesses here in Bantry town flooded. Plus, you go out the road to St. Columb's, Lachines and Caicos. They had their dressing rooms and gym and whatnot destroyed, to be quite honest, with flooding. They had over 16 inches of rain inside their hall. And, like, this is the third time since September this has happened, this club. And, like, it's 7 times since 2020 it's happened to businesses in Bantry. So, basically, look, something has to be done. And what's happening, right, basically, outside in Caicos, the main problem there is the rivers need to be dredged. It's been common sense. And from, we'd say, Ballylickey out to Lachines, where the pitches and the hall are, right up the Carriganass, you're talking about, I'd say, about 5-6 kilometres of river needs to be dredged. Haven't been dredged in years upon years. And, like, this would alleviate a lot of the damage in that area.
Okay, and I will come back to that point, but I just want to go back to Alan a moment because that was one of the obviously big, big problems when you see heavy rainfall like that is the risk of flooding. And we did see the warning from Met Éireann today. There was a risk of localised flooding or spot flooding, risk of poor visibility and difficult driving conditions. But you feel that those warnings, particularly those rainfall warnings, fail, I suppose, to really give an accurate picture and an accurate assessment of what the impact of all of that rainfall is going to be, as I suppose we heard from Danny.
Yes, Ciara, that's exactly it. So the yellow rainfall warning generally always mentions a risk of spot flooding. The problem is the rainfall warnings are based on the amount of rain that's forecast to fall. So more than 30 millimetres of rain means a yellow weather warning. The problem is those yellow weather warnings don't take into account the river levels and how saturated the land is already. So you could have a yellow weather warning a week ago and the river levels are much lower, the land isn't as saturated. Fast forward a week when you've had more continuous rain and the impact of that yellow weather warning is a lot higher. So, for example, parts of Cork today saw between 30 and 40 millimetres of rain, some areas over 40 millimetres of rain. But the impact of that is people in Middleton, Moree and other areas, Killa, that were flooded from Babette are messaging me frantically this morning, very, very worried because they can see river levels rising and they're saying it's only a yellow warning, but the problem is it doesn't take into account the rising water levels and how what the water levels are already at.
And doesn't take in, I suppose, account that the ground is absolutely saturated already.
Exactly. I've reshared on X a video a farmer sent me from Killa where the water is just running off the land. And that's exactly what happened with Babette. This is why we need a flood warning system. And Met Éireann do have a flood forecast team. They have people producing flood forecasts, but they're not shared with the public. They're only shared with the county councils.
And why do you think that is? Why the reluctance to put that information out to the public?
From my FOIs and from my inquiries, it's really to say that it's not ready for public consumption. But I think here, anything at this stage, even if it's put out in a beta form where it's, you know, this is work in progress, anything that can lead to more public awareness of the risk of flooding, look at the river levels, look at the amount of rainfall that's to fall. But, you know, I've been talking about this, Ciara, on national radio now for over 5 years. We need more immediate rainfall sensors to measure the amount of rainfall that's falling. Combine that with the OPW's waterlevel.ie river sensors, add more of those, and then we can use, you know, even AI to take that data and to forecast an area that's likely to see flooding. But for whatever reason, we're moving at an absolute snail pace on this.
Speaking of snail pace, to come back to you, Danny, I know you mentioned there about the need to dredge the rivers, but I know the County Council say, look, there are environmental reasons that we can't do that. I mean, what is the impact on houses, on businesses, on people hoping to open businesses, open premises in areas where they're flooding?
Well, like here in Bantry, like, we do have a flood relief scheme which has been promised for the last 20, 30 years. We found out there about a month ago it'll be at least 2031 before any works will be starting. Like, that's taking too long for these jobs. We also here in Bantry, we have the culvert works through the town. Like, we have a river going straight through our town and culverts going straight through down to Bantry Bay. And they have to be done. We're hoping that these works will be starting in 2027, but we have got no exact date. But I'm hoping to get those within the next week.
Yeah, you mentioned that flood relief scheme there in Bantry, that €60 million scheme, and you mentioned some of the other interim measures that are promised but haven't actually been put in train yet. What impact is that having on people, that sort of uncertainty? Because I know Alan's talking about giving people clear warnings for this, but I suppose what you're looking for down in Bantry is preventative measures, never mind warnings.
Last Tuesday morning, here I went through the town to the businesses that got flooded, and I met most of the owners, and I'd be quite honest, their faces, they're drained from it, to be quite honest. There's one business owner, Denny, we're seeing minister after minister. We had Minister Patrick O'Donovan in 2021, and we had Minister McGrath in 2021, we had Minister Kieran O'Donnell in 2024. They're promising everything, but nothing is happening. They're not seeing work starting. You know what I mean? Like these places, their shops are getting 12 inches of rain in one shoe shop here in Bantry last Tuesday morning. It's draining for the people. It'll put them into bankruptcy, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 6,000 here, 7,000 there. And, like, I have a business myself in Bantry. I'm at the top of the town. Thank God I'm away from it. But I know if it was my place, like, I would be distraught, to be quite honest. And I saw the faces of these people who had coffee shops, who had shoe shops, who had floor shops, different, you know, restaurants, and, like, they're just sick of it. Like, and when, like, they're saying, when are these flood relief schemes going to, when is it going to start? That's when they want the time and date.
Alan, to come back to you, you're talking about the need to sort of look again at the warning system that's in place. What often strikes me, I think, as somebody who's, you know, I'm living in Dublin, but I'm from Donegal, is the county by county warning system. Like, you can have a one weather event in the south of Donegal and it's a totally different season in North Donegal. Do we need to get more granular detail in that area as well?
Oh, 100%, Ciara. I mean, to say that you have a yellow weather warning for the whole county of Cork and it mentions local flooding, it's too generic. You know, we must get down to a stage where we can give much more localised warnings. Like, I gave a stat before about the amount of County Louths that you can fit into County Cork. I think it's 9 County Louths fit into the side of County Cork. If we can give a warning for a county the size of Louth or Carlow, surely we can break down counties like Cork, you know, Kerry, Donegal, even Mayo, like these bigger counties, into more granular. And especially in Cork, because we see West Cork and East Cork very often, very different impacts. And, you know, the people of East Cork are really, really and truly, absolutely just worn down by the risk of rainfall every time there's a rainfall event. And unfortunately, there's more rain to come Friday again, Ciara, and that's going to bring another risk of localised flooding again. So we really do need to start looking at improving and making it much more granular and get the flood warning data out to people.
Alan O'Reilly and Danny Collins, thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. Yep. Everything in this country goes at a snail's pace, says one Hard Shoulder listener. Our rigid public and political delivery system is a drag on us all.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.